8:40, time for a Friday visit with Marianne. We are all pressed for time in the morning, but when was the last time you took a good look at your routine? That's the question. When did you last think about the time you might be wasting? Marianne has some morning routine hacks that can get you out the door faster. I think you need this more than I do, Marianne.
I don't think so, Bob. You're the one who has to get up at a precise time every day. And sometimes I hear you getting up and I realize how long you're in the shower. And that got me thinking about doing a little research on how to fix this problem so that you get more sleep and you're more efficient.
Well, I'm trying to wake up. You know, water on your head for about 8 minutes will usually do the trick.
It is not 8 minutes. I know this because I have been waiting to go in the bathroom. You know, and then I go to the other bathroom because you're in there 25 minutes or something.
But the struggle is real.
Yes, it is a real struggle. And like I said, I've been researching some smart morning routines that are going to help you get it all done in a finite period of time. And these routines help cut out any extra steps that, you know, this could be a game changer in the morning for you. So listen up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that you can do is have, you know, this routine, have habits, okay? So drink water as soon as you wake up. I know, I try to get water in your body all sorts of different ways. I mean, it is impossible to get you to drink water, but why don't you start off by drinking water? You're dehydrated, you know, when you wake up after all the hours that you sleep. So keep a bottle of water next to your bed and drink it before getting up. And when you replenish these fluids, you have instant energy, and it improves your overall health.
Oh, so
and your
that's kind of a health tip, but you're saying it'll make you think better.
Yes, you'll be able to focus on getting ready to go to work.
All right.
Okay, so don't waste time by laying in bed and checking your email, your social media, and the news. You have a producer who does the news part, and the rest of it is just a time suck.
You're so right. I should have Joe and Haley do more. You're right about that.
Well, I didn't say that, but I just said you don't have to, you know, like sit in bed and, you know, just, I see you sometimes, you know, just scrolling and, you know, you're wasting time. So, all right, choose your outfit the night before, and that's pretty self-explanatory, and you're pretty good about this.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Let's see, should I wear this T-shirt or those shorts?
Exactly. Uh-huh. There's not a lot to think about there.
No.
But if you're a woman, lay out everything, including your undergarments, because, you know, ladies, you know, different, you use different undergarments for different outfits. So make sure you do that, too, because that wastes time. Okay, prep your meals in advance. Bob, you don't have to worry about this because I make your green shake the night before midnight.
I know. I talked about that earlier.
Yeah, and then you take it to work. But if you don't have that luxury, make it yourself. And doing that or making your lunch the night before to bring to work the next day is a huge time saver in the morning. All right, so this does not really apply to you, but make coffee speedy, or does it? Are you drinking coffee these days? I can't even tell.
Yeah, I don't use that milk part of the machine, but I do press the button. Yeah, I do press the button and get a cup on the way in. I drink it on the way in, yeah.
Right, so, you know, either get a coffee pot with a timer and set it the evening before or preload your single-serving pods. So, all right, that's a pretty good tip. Sort your medications and your supplements. So if you take a bunch of vitamins or medications before you go to work, just have them out so that you just have to pop them in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I love this one. Use a timer in the shower.
What?
Now,
what?
Yes, because if not, you are there forever, right? And by the way, in our bathroom, I figured out a way to put the iPhone on this little rack that we have. If you put it sideways so that it doesn't slip through the wire holes, you know what I mean? And I have, you know, if I'm waiting for like a really important call, I will take it in the shower. But you can set an alarm and take it in there, or just, you know, leave it outside.
Aren't you afraid your iPhone's going to get wet?
I'm super careful with it, and I put it in a place. I'll show you later. I put it in a place where it's not going to fall unless you. Yeah,
that's what I need—an alarm in the shower. Okay, yeah.
Okay, well, put it outside. Put it on top of the toilet or something. All right, so use fewer products. It doesn't sound like it would make a huge difference, but every small step helps. And for example, if you use bar soap, it takes a while to lather that up. So just use, something else. And also, one of these tips that I read about is great because it says use a cleansing oil that serves more than one purpose. So it replaces your shower gel, your shaving cream, and even your post-shower moisturizer.
If you use any. Mm-hmm.
You should use that every day. Crepey skin is not something you want.
It takes too long. Go ahead.
That's why. Use a cleansing oil. Okay. If you're a woman or a man, whatever, if you use makeup, keep it simple and organized, all in one case, and limit the eye makeup to one palette so you don't have to spend time looking for multiple colors, and leave lipstick, gloss, and liner in your purse and apply them on the go, but not while you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, next tip is wash your hair the night before. This does not apply to you, Bob, because that's the whole reason you take a shower. But I wash my hair 5 days before.
I used to wash it every day, and then my guy, Mr. Phyllis of Skokie, said, no, you don't need to do that every day. So I don't.
Okay. All right. But it's the same thing. You still wet it.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
Keep your keys in one place. We are really, really good about that. And then prepare for minor emergencies, like, you know, have bandages around in case you cut yourself shaving or something. So that's pretty much it. If you create a good morning routine, the rest of your day is going to be more positive and more productive.
Mm-hmm. I don't use a razor. I just use the electric razor. If I cut myself with that thing, something is terribly wrong. Let's get to what to eat. What do you got on Savvy Planet?
Okay, the other day we celebrated your birthday dessert at Superdog.
Oh, yeah, I had a great root beer float.
If anybody follows me on Instagram, on at Havana Girl, you will see in the stories everything that goes on in our lives. So anyway, your big treat was the big black cow.
Yep.
And it reminded me of this drink that my grandmother used to make for me when I was a kid. And I don't have a name for it, but it was basically like a Cuban black cow, but not really, because it doesn't have really the same ingredients. It's not root beer. It's Coke. But I called it Nana. That's my grandmother. Nana's sugar coma elixir. So if you're in the mood for something naughty, go to my website and see the recipe, or if you're a subscriber, you'll get it on Tuesday.
All right. Subscribe by going to SavvyPlanet.shop. Oh, one more thing, Marianne.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Can't forget that.
Thank you, Bob.
And we will find out what it was. We'll find out what it was like to be at the Field of Dreams next. Marianne was witness to me weeping in front of the television last night.
Yep.